This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 430. Dave Murray joins us. Hey, Dave.
Hello there.
So, pretty good Miltov.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And by tomorrow evening, most of it's gone.
Boy, Al Roker was embarrassed today. I didn't see his forecast yesterday.
Wow.
But he was really just like, didn't see it coming, didn't call this storm, I'm so sorry, and really paralyzed New York. It's like 6 inches or less, and people were spent hours
what
in their car.
What did they see? That's weird. I don't know what he didn't see.
Obviously the storm. Yeah.
Yeah.
They said some people spent 12 hours in their cars.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That's good for the New York area. That's good for
them. Yeah, good for him. Bill's character.
I just assumed that Al Roker was given his forecasts by Al Roker is studying.
Probably is.
I was going to say, he doesn't seem to me to be the guy that's like watching the storm patterns and dissecting where things are going to go. Like, he doesn't come off to me as that guy. He seems to me like, here's what to say, Al.
He's no Dave Murray.
No.
Tell you that.
I don't think he's a meteorologist,
is he? I don't believe he is, no.
I don't think he is either.
No.
I was with my brother 2 weeks ago, and he asked if you were a meteorologist, Sue. He was like, I thought you would have to do that to be in traffic. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Oh, yeah. That's one of the requirements.
It really is.
It's a good thing Rachel's brother's handsome.
Yeah. Got that going for him.
She's a doctor, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Open for business.
So what are we looking at for the weekend?
Al Roker is an American weather forecaster.
There you go.
What's that mean, Dave? Okay.
What does that mean?
TV personality, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, he's made a good career for himself.
Hell yeah.
He has an inactive American Meteorological Society television seal.
Okay.
What?
What does that mean?
What does that mean, Dave?
There was a stretch. It goes back into the 70s. The seal was a big deal for a while, and then it just kind of lost its luster. And the AMS started to get in a little political as far as certain things are concerned. And there was a lot of people who just went inactive. They just didn't want to do it anymore.
Well, he's one of them.
Myself included.
Well, did you have to take a test or something?
Yeah, how did you earn a seal?
When I earned my seal, Al probably did it at the same time. You did not necessarily have to be a meteorologist. There's now a certified program that you can take, and you do have to be a meteorologist for that. But it was it was more of a review of your work on television by a group of people, and there were six people. I was head of this for about 3 years, and they sent the tapes around. Of course, now it's probably all done on the internet. But sent the tapes around, and it had to be like four or five consecutive shows, so you could really tell if the person was blowing smoke or not.
Huh.
And it was a pretty good review, and you had to do a lot of stuff to get it, and it meant something, but it doesn't really mean much anymore.
Okay.
How about that weekend?
Yeah.
How about that weekend? We have a cold front coming through Saturday morning. Not a lot of moisture to work with, but it does bring some flip temperatures on us. Warmest will be Saturday, about 45 to 48, and then 35 for the high on Sunday. Saturday night, especially late Saturday night and into Sunday, as a little impulse comes along that front, there could be a little light snow and rain mixed late Saturday night, and then some snow flurries around, a little light snow Sunday morning. It's no big deal. It's no accumulation. It's not going to be much. It's what I would call a little mood snow around the area. Not that we're in a good mood about snow right now, but a little mood snow.
Yeah.
And Thanksgiving week is looking very quiet. No big storms in sight. The next big storm will be for the Pacific Northwest. That coming Friday, Saturday of next week. Thanksgiving in St. Louis, sunshine, and 50 to 55 for the high.
Wow.
That's great.
Yeah.
That would seem hot.
Yeah. It's going to be good.
Do you approve of that as far as the forecast?
I do.
Okay.
You can keep your seal.
Sue, I was really referring to Sue.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. She's a pro.
You know what? That sounds good. I had 3 years on the early show as a fake meteorologist on Channel 4. I give that my big stamp of approval.
There you go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anytime, Daddy.
It's time for the corner.
End of the week corner.
You know who you are? You're Augie. You're Augie.
I'm a dog.
When he lays his head on my couch, and I'm like, yep, get up, buddy. And he's like, what, me? And I'm like, yep,
so.
Come on up with Daddy. And he walks away. He's like, well, I don't even
he's
know.
He's like, I really want up there, but I don't know what you want from me.
I have to beg him to get up and lay on the couch. And every day at the same time, I look at you, and he's like,
go ahead, beg me. You normally say,
what do you want me to do?
Have you got a corner? And I say, why, yes,
I do. To be fair, yeah, you usually throw it to him in some
way.
Well,
let's keep it exactly the same every day.
All right.
Did you know Al Roker holds the Guinness Book of World Record for reporting for 34 straight hours?
I did not.
No.
How about that?
Like during a thing just or says, just to break the record?
Doesn't Donnie Fandango do that every year?
Uninterrupted.
That wasn't that long ago, was it? Did he did it? I thought he did
must
it for
a hurricane.
Roker attempted to beat the unofficial world record for uninterrupted live weather report of 33 hours, which was held by Norwegian weather broadcaster Eli Kari, then a bunch of letters, on November 14, 2014, 8 a.m. Al Roker set the Guinness World Record by reporting for 34 hours.
So he tried
straight,
to do it.
Yeah, absolutely straight. No, he did it. I find that hard to believe. Hard to do.
Yeah,
34 hours of talking for 34 hours.
It doesn't elaborate.
We need to clarify that.
Yeah, did he get like bathroom breaks and stuff?
Of course.
He crapped his pants on national television.
You were a diaper.
That's a show I'd like
peed
to see.
Pete on Natalie Morales.
Pardon me one moment.
He's just like in the middle of the forecast. Like,
yep. Pardon me.
Sorry, guys. Going for the record.
anything for a record. Brought to you by Defense.
Like that astronaut lady that drove across the country in a diaper. She really set the bar on crazy women.
That one will never be forgotten.
That's as nutty as one can possibly get.
That will never be forgotten.
We need a movie about her.
Yeah. I would watch that.
I would watch that. We can do one about Tanya Harding.
That's already done.
I went the weird diaper astronaut lady. Show me her backstory.
You call her a rasternut?
Maybe.
Get a little more holiday this season with Schnucks Rewards. Download the app today. Also, their ice cream and their snacks. Delicious.
Mm. Wait a minute. You can download their ice cream and snacks?
Yes, you can. Yes, it's like one of those 3D printers. And they print
it. Look at my world close.
Right to your house. Any chance he could get him back on TV, man? He's just been too much lately.
Oh.
I want to talk about
somebody's under your skin for being a little annoying.
Oh, by the way, I want to.
I'm sure. Yeah.
A little thanks to you guys because I know Mark pushed it like crazy. The winter forecast on Facebook is up over 26,000 hits.
Mm. Nice.
You're welcome.
That's amazing.
I'd like to talk about how much time we got.
I'll give you 4 minutes.
Okay. I want to talk about individualism because Trump talks about nationalism. I think we should be more concerned with individualism, working on ourselves to make ourselves a better person. First thing you do is forget about everybody else. Don't worry about the guy in the backyard. Don't worry about the guy over there. Work on yourself, right? Become more intelligent. Work on that. Become more physically fit. Be more giving. Be more loving. Even being more involved. More financially fit. Up and down here. And finally, more responsibility. I think if we do that, the world takes care of itself. I think if we can do all that, you make yourself a better person, worry less about your neighbor and everybody else, and don't and mind your own business. In other words, tend to your own garden. I think the world will automatically. For instance, if we're more physically fit, what's the first thing that happens?
You feel better.
A place for big girls.
You become more physically fit. Health insurance. We don't spend as much money on health insurance. So, in other words, if you smoke, quit smoking. You're more physically fit. You don't worry about it.
You become a better person. Quit.
All right, Tony.
Tony literally
walking out.
And he does not. Like, that's how someone acts when they are actually done. You know, there's no dramatics.
You just broke Tony Colombo.
He's just getting out of town.
It took me a while, but I was working on it.
Twitter says the movie about the crazy astronaut lady with the long distance drive would be called It Depends.
That's really good.
Excellent.
That's really good. Then you become more financially fit. How does that benefit everybody? The government's not sending out money and helping people out because you're more financially fit. Once again, it improves your lot in life, but it helps everybody else out. And finally, this is the big one for me, is more responsibility. If you're more responsible, you realize if you do something that's illegal or that's not right in the community, it's going to come back on you. You're not going to push it back on somebody else. It's your responsibility. You become a better person. The world becomes a better place. Tend to your own garden. Work on your individualism. And the world automatically becomes, you're a much better person by minding your own business, worrying about yourself, and it automatically makes the world a better place.
I agree, but you can't make anyone do that.
Oh, of course you can't.
Like, you have to reach a personal decision.
Absolutely. I'm just saying, if people would think about it, they think, well, why? In a way, because they talk about nationalism being bad. But individualism, they go, well, you're only concerned about yourself. Not really, because once you've achieved this in yourself, you're helping all of mankind. You're helping everybody across the board.
It's very zen of you.
It is very zen of you.
That's right. And it got Colombo out of the studio.
He can handle it.
Yeah, he's punk.
You're dropping truth bombs.
I am.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.